The house of Atreox has fallen indeed dust. Ilium, Ilium. Miromor, Mornomites. Avenging on blight like a Monday banks of Fenyana, but deeds bounds going arise again. Life, he himself said once, his biographian, in fact, kills him very soon, if yet not after, is awake, livid or cricket, and on the bunk of our breadwinning lies the crops of our seedfather, a phrase which the establisher of the world by law might pretend petulantly write across the chest front of all men or women born. The scene refreshed, re-roused, was never to be forgotten, the Hellen Crusader ever intermutual mergent. For later in the century, one of that Pusney band of fact-ferreters, then excisively out of the custom huts, retired, hurt, under the 65s act in a dressy black modern style, and we were shiny tan Burlingtons, tam homed in dicky, quo prequos, and p-jagged, rehearsed at Pippa pointing, with a dignified, copied, bow to a name cousin of the late Archdeacon Effix preserved Coppinger, a hot fellow in his night, may the mother of guard have mastic on him, and a pole woman of our first trans-Hibernian, with one still sadder circumstance, which is a dirk and dirk, heart skewer, if ever to bring bouncing brimmers from marbled eyes. Cycloptically through the window discs, and with eddying awes the round eyes of the rundizers, back to back, buck to bucker, on their airish chaunting car, beheld with interesting interestedness the clad pursue the bear the green the furor the clad again, as their convoy reeled and succulingly abound the gigantic life tree, our fire leave lover lucky, bloomster bone, phoenix in our woodlessness, haughty, cacuminal, erubescent repetition, whose roots they be ashes with lustres of peens. For as often as the archicadiness policing aside his Irish field and craving their auriculars to receptacle particulars before they got the bump at Castlebar, Matt and Farr, spoke of it by request all, hearing in this new reading of the part whereby, because of Dias and his machina, the new Garrickson's grimacing grimaldism hypostasized by substantuation, the axiomatic rotundity of that once grand old Elrington ball, the copycat's description of that fellow commuter's play upon countenance, could simply imagine themselves in their bosom's inmost core, as protum lacuums, time-sported across the yawning abyss, as once they were seasiders, listening to the cockshy shooter's evensong evocation of the doomed, but always ventriloquent agitator, no not more plangor pound, the billows o'er, thown a wildia reef, silk-hoeded, a walrus, might I add, against the dusk of scumring, would that fain be St. Musin's calling, holy places, and this fez brimless's brow a faithful toucher of the ground did wish it were. Blessed be the bones, the gauzy, power of his sword. His manslayer's gun-wielder protended toward that overgrown lead pencil, which was soon, monumentally at least, to rise as Molivudocondylon, too, to be his mausoleum. Odin stood Tilstein at Misley's I-schooled Chopin, while all over his exculpatory features, as Roland rung, a wee droppin of grief, about to sillinize his joy-juice, the ghost of resignation diffused a spectral appealingness, as a young man's drowned o'er the fate of his waters may gloat, similar in origin, and accurate and effective to a beam of sunshine upon a coffin plate.